Secretary Gates told reporters on his aircraft he will ask Afghan leaders to increase recruitment efforts for their security forces and to take steps to convince those already in the force to stay on. He also wants a faster and better training program to get more Afghan troops into joint operations with U.S. forces as soon as possible. The secretary says that involves providing the Afghan forces higher pay and the ability to rotate out of heavy combat zones from time to time. He acknowledged much of this should already have been done.
Well, there's a lot of this that's late in the game, frankly.
Secretary Gates says he will tell Afghan President Hamid Karzai he must appoint honest, competent ministers to help deliver government services to the people. But the secretary said several key ministers already fit that description, including the ministers of defense and interior. He said he also wants to reassure Afghan leaders the United States wants a long-term relationship with their country, even after the need for large numbers of U.S. troops ends. Gates says he will also seek the views of U.S. commanders in Afghanistan about the new plan President Barack Obama announced last week, which includes the deployment of an additional 30,000 U.S. troops. And the secretary is bringing a particular message to American units already in Afghanistan that have been hit hard in recent months by increasingly capable Taliban forces.
And then a big piece of my conversation, especially with the soldiers, will just be to thank them for their service and for their sacrifice and tell them we're in this thing to win.
Secretary Gates also welcomed the announcement that NATO allies will add 7,000 troops to their 40,000-strong contingent. He said more countries could add troops next year. He said the allies have had a different attitude toward the Afghan war this year and have expressed a renewed sense of commitment, which is now being reflected in increased troop deployments.
I think partly it's the understanding that the situation has gotten more serious, but I do think that, you know, sort of their perception of a change in tone in Washington.
And Secretary Gates also welcomed Pakistan's increased operations against insurgents on its side of the border and said the United States is ready to help as much and as quickly as the Pakistanis want. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kabul.